Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate, back for another recruiting trail edition, and I've got Eric Bossy from Rivals.com with me. Eric, thanks for joining us. Appreciate all your insight and looking forward to jumping in.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Eric, I want to talk immediate. I want to talk timely. I want to talk about this weekend and a couple of visitors that KU basketball has in for a recruiting visit this weekend. Obviously, Marcus Garrett is already committed. He did that right around the 1st of August, and he's coming for a visit this weekend, and he'll be coming with shooting guard from Orlando, Chandi Brown, who is, you know, still going through the process. So first off, I want to hear just a little bit of insight on each of those guys. We've learned a lot about Garrett since he's already committed to Kansas, but anything you can tell me about either of those guys that kind of explains who they are as players?
Sure. We'll go ahead and start with Marcus Garrett. He's a kid that I actually got tipped off about by a mixtape guy.
Awesome.
Last winter.
That makes sense why you laugh, because I bet that never gets old, right?
I mean, you never know. That's why I listen to anyone who wants to tell me about a player. And,
right.
You know, there's a guy down in Dallas named Brad Hens, who does a good job of watching Ball of Life. He was actually out working on shooting video on a kid that Kansas recruited, never got on campus, Andrew Jones, who's a McDonald's All-American, that's going to be a freshman at Texas this year. And he filmed him against Marcus Garrett, and he hits me up. He's like, hey, boss, this Marcus Garrett kid's pretty good. You know, he's like a 6'4", 6'5", point guard. I'd never heard of him. So I did some checking on him, and I was like, okay, you know, let me check it out. And it just happened that he had a game coming up that was going to be televised online. And I watched him, and I'm like, oh, wow, you know, this kid's really good. He can legitimately play point guard. He's got the size to play all over. He's a big, strong kid. He's athletic and fast, but he's very under control. The high school he plays for, Skyline, plays a very deliberate pace down there. So he plays in a structured thing. He's not just like a hair on fire, attack the rim every opportunity kind of guy. He's got a very high basketball IQ. He makes plays, and, you know, so I watched him. I'm like, wow, you know, immediately texting Brad, hey, thanks for tipping me off on this guy. And it's funny, when I was watching that game online, I noticed a face in the crowd sitting behind the bench. It was KU's Jarrett Sauer. That was actually the first game that they saw him play as well.
Now, oh, wow.
Then to go watch him, it was just kind of funny. You know, I'm watching the game, and I'm texting Jarrett and kind of messing with him, like, you know, hey, get your head out of the way. You know, things like that while I'm watching it. But so fast forward to the spring, he plays for his uncles on a team called Swag House Elite, okay? Swag House Elite and Marcus Garrett, they're not playing in the Nike UIBL. They're not on the Under Armour Association, the Adidas Gauntlet, and all that. You know, they're not on this big shoe circuit. So I was down in Dallas for an Adidas event, and so I'm like, well, this kid looks really good on film. Let's say you want to see a guy in person. You know this. You scouted before. There's a big difference between seeing someone live and seeing someone on film. You know, film oftentimes doesn't do justice to someone's athleticism. You can't tell the size of the other players, blah, blah, blah. And I went to watch him play, and he was just kind of humming along. And then his team was down, and he, you know, down the stretch, he, like, scored, like, 17 points in a row, hit a shot to take the game to overtime, this, that. And I'm like, okay, you know, this dude is legit. And Bill Self went in and watched him later on that night, and then watched him like the next three games, and then they locked in. They're like, "We got to have this kid," which they obviously pulled off at the end of the summer. So there's a little of the background on how Marcus Garrett and Kansas came to be. Now, Chandi Brown is a kid that has really come a long way in the last year. Always been very athletic, very tough, but was pretty much a suspect shooter. He was one of those guys who, in trying to prove that he could play on the outside, was really hurting himself because he was showing what he couldn't do. So this spring and summer, he came out with kind of a different attitude. He was taking everything to the rim first and using his athleticism and toughness. And then he started, as he would get things going around the rim, he would step out and start shooting jump shots. And lo and behold, because he's got guys on his heels and he's got some confidence going, he's starting to make jump shots. And that's just kind of snowballed to the fact now he's a pretty confident jump shooter. So he's coming into Kansas this weekend. He's a guy that I think we have, I want to say, currently ranked like 63rd or 64th in the country, somewhere right in that range.
Yeah, 64, it says.
we're updating the rankings next week. He's going to be jumping. He'll be in at least the national top 50 next week based on the way he played this summer. He's coming in this weekend. A lot of the talk coming out of Florida is the Kansas and the Murders as the team to beat. You know, he was here. He was here last year at late night. So here's for example, you don't need to bring a kid like Shondi Brown in for late night again because he's already seen late night.
Right.
So now you get him on a campus where we can spend some more one-on-one time with him, which they'll be able to do. And you also, you know, you got a guy who's committed to kind of get in his ear and hopefully sell him on the program. But I do not anticipate, at least right now, that Brown is the guy who's going to pull the trigger after one visit. I do think he really wants to get to Maryland. Florida, while they were maybe a slightly slow to jump on board with him being an in-state kid, I think that just had just as much to do with, you know, that's a new staff down there who's only going into their second year, who's trying to learn the landscape down there.
Sure.
You can't, when you move into a state of Florida, which has, you know, 8 to 10 top 150 players every year, it's hard to figure out which ones you need to prioritize right away because there's so many of them.
Right.
You know, and you got to make so many people happy, you know. But they're in there pretty deep. You know, he's going to visit Wake Forest. I think Wake Forest is probably on the outside looking in with these other programs. But I do think heading into the visit process that Kansas probably has a little bit of a slight lead, but and I would lean to them as being the leader. But also at the same time, it would be a bit of a surprise and a change of what I know to be his plan of course with him and his family and the people kind of helping him out in this process for him to make a decision after just one official visit.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. With what you know of Marcus Garrett, I mean, I talked to him on the phone after he committed. Sounded a little bit like he just kind of woke up from a nap, so he wasn't, you know, I wasn't his favorite person that night, but no, not a lot of energy or anything like that, but nice kid and all that. From what you know, how big of a role can he play, do you think, in doing what you just said, kind of getting in Brown's ear and talking to him a little bit, talking up the program, hyping it up? I mean, does Marcus have that, I guess, in his arsenal?
You know, I don't know, and it's a fine line. These guys, they want to hear stuff from guys, but also I think these guys, they respect each other and each other's decision-making process.
Right.
You know, some guys want a lot of talk in their ear. Some guys just want you to be like, man, I'd like playing with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, too, I think a lot of these relationships, you know, I would guess that If Kansas is bringing Marcus Garrett and Shondi Brown in on the same weekend, usually there's some method behind the madness in that.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess on that would be they feel like these two have a personality match.
Okay.
That they would get along well together. Otherwise, you wouldn't bring them in on the same weekend. You know, Brown is he's a bit more talkative than Marcus is in interviews, and Marcus, that's just his nature. He's just a quiet kid.
Okay.
You know, I think he's one of those kids that, you know, he may wake up and decide that he's going to use 100 words during the week. And, you know, on the day he commits, he's got to use 500, you know, and so he's probably, by the time he's done talking to everyone interviewing,
over it.
He's pretty much worn out.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you know, but he's very respectful. Like, I've had, you know, interviewing a kid face-to-face is a lot different.
Right.
Even face-to-face, you can tell he's listening to what you're saying. He's thinking about his answers. He just doesn't have a lot of hot air to blow.
Yeah, well, that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know, that's why, you know, he's one of those kids that, you know, people will learn, you know, you got to really open things up for him to get him to go. And also, he just doesn't have a lot of media experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Huge
he
part.
Was a kid who, after he played, he didn't have the groups of 15 and 20 people surrounding him to find out what he thinks about Kentucky and Duke and Kansas and all these places because he was off the radar. You know, like I had to go hunt and find that guy.
Right.
Which not a lot of people in the scouting industry did early on. So, yeah, you know, it's probably factors into part of why I have him ranked higher than everyone else is because I'm one of the few who has the familiarity with him that I've seen him enough to feel comfortable in doing so. You know, and I've been able to, you know, kind of do some background information on him to feel comfortable in doing so. But, you know, I don't think they would bring him in with Shondi unless they felt like they were good personality matches and it did it off.
Yeah, you said that Brown will probably move into the top 50 from 64. You guys have Garrett 44. Will he stay right around there, or do you know yet?
Yeah, you know, I think he's probably going to bump up a little bit. I think we're put it this way. I'm pretty sure we always have him ranked higher than anybody else does.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, and then so just the last thing before we let you get out of here, the biggest advantage that Kansas has this weekend is the fact, not necessarily that Garrett's here to talk up the program and to be in Brown's ear and all that, but just the fact that they have Brown here by himself and they can spend that quality time, they can send all four coaches at him or do one-on-one or a bunch of one-on-ones. I mean, that's right. Got to be the biggest advantage this weekend, correct?
Right. And they get to set the bar on everyone else. You know, he knows what they have to offer on a crazy basketball weekend.
Right.
Now he gets to get more of a real environment.
Yeah.
You know, like what's a real weekend at Kansas like? You know, what's the interaction with coaches like on a real weekend? You know, this is the chance now. Okay, you know, Jarrence Howard has set up this recruitment. He's been the lead recruiter on Shawnee Brown. He was also the lead recruiter on Marcus Garrett. Maybe that plays into both of them coming at the same time as well, too. But, you know, now is when Bill Self gets to really lock in and sell himself to a kid like Shawnee Brown and really get that relationship going. And there's not going to be a lot of noise. There's not going to be a lot of clutter. It's just going to be this real small group of recruits in the basketball team.
Yeah.
And the coach.
Yeah.
And the academic people that they come involved with. So, you know, he's going to get as honest a reflection of what he can expect at Kansas as possible this weekend.
That's perfect. Well, it'll be interesting to hear what he says. I'm sure we'll try to track him down. I'm sure you will as well, and there'll be all kinds of information after the visit. So, Eric, thanks for joining us. Again, that's Eric Bossy. You can check him out at Rivals.com. And if you're not yet, follow him on Twitter, at Eboss Hoops. That's EBOSS Hoops. Eric, thanks again for joining us, and we'll look forward to more of these in the future.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
All right, take care.